وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enshroud you in his rahmah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest blessings on you and your family. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن الناس من يشري نفسه ابتغاء مرضات الله والله رؤوف بالعباد سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings he has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, Muhammad ibn al-Hanafiyya narrates, I saw Abu Amr al-Ansari radiallahu ta'ala an. He had taken part in the battle of Badr, in the pledge of Aqaba, and in the battle of Uhud, while he was fasting and writhing out of thirst. He was saying to his slave, shield me with a shield. The slave boy shielded him. He then weakly removed an arrow and eventually shot three arrows. He then said, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, he who shoots an arrow in the cause of Allah jalla jalaluhu, whether it falls short of its target or reaches its target, it will be a light for him on the day of resurrection. He was then killed before sunset. May Allah jalla jalaluhu be pleased with him. Utba ibn Abd al-Sulaymi radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his companions, stand up and fight. A man then shot an arrow. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, paradise is incumbent on this person. The reward for fasting and other good deeds while in the cause of Allah jalla jalaluhu. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person fasts for a single day while in the cause of Allah jalla jalaluhu, Allah jalla jalaluhu distances him from the hellfire by 70 years in exchange for that one day. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who fasts for a single day while in the cause of Allah jalla jalaluhu, Allah jalla jalaluhu distances him from the hellfire by 70 years in exchange for that one day. Amr ibn Abasa radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who fasts for a single day while in the cause of Allah jalla jalaluhu, the hellfire is distanced from him by a journey of 100 years. Zabban ibn Fa'id narrates from Sahal ibn Mu'az, from Anas, from his father, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who fasts for a single day while in the cause of Allah jalla jalaluhu out of the month of Ramadan will be kept away from the hellfire by a distance of 100 years that is covered by a swift horse. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who fasts for a single day in the cause of Allah jalla jalaluhu, Allah jalla jalaluhu shall place a trench between him and the hellfire equal to the distance between the skies and the earth. Sahal ibn Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala narrates from his father radiallahu ta'ala that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the reward for salah, fasting and engaging in the remembrance of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is 700 times more than spending in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala narrates that a person asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which mujahideen shall receive the greatest reward? He replied, those who engage in the remembrance of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu the most. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, glad tidings to the one who engages in excessive remembrance of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu while waging jihad in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. For every word that he utters, he shall receive the reward of 70,000 good deeds. Each of these good deeds is multiplied by 10, together with the additional rewards that Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has in store for him. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that a horse was brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Each step of it was as far as the eye could see. He proceeded, and Jibreel alayhi salam proceeded with him. He came to a people who cultivated on one day and harvested on one day. Each time that they had harvested, the crop returned as it had been. So he asked, O Jibreel, who are these people? So Jibreel alayhi salam replied, they are the muhajideen in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Their good deeds are multiplied for them by 700 times, and whatever they spend is replaced for them. Mu'adh ibn Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who recites 1,000 verses while in the path of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is recorded amongst the prophets, the truthful, the martyrs, and the righteous. The reward for waging jihad in the path of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ بِتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. Amongst people is that person who sells his life seeking the pleasure of Allah, and Allah is extremely kind to his servants. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْقِتَالُ وَهُوَ كُرْهٌ لَكُمْ عَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ordained to you is fighting, and you find it disagreeable. It is possible that you find the thing disagreeable while it may be better for you. And it is possible that a thing may appear agreeable to you while it is bad for you. Allah knows and you do not know. وَمَنْ يُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَيُقْتَلْ أَوْ يَغْلِبْ فَسَوْفَ نُؤْتِيهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. And whoever fights in the cause of Allah and is then killed or is victorious, we shall give him a great reward. لا يستوي القاعدون من المؤمنين غير أولي الضرر والمجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالهم وأنفسهم فضل الله المجاهدين بأموالهم وأنفسهم على القاعدين درجة وكلا وعد الله الحسنى وفضل الله المجاهدين على القاعدين أجرا عظيما درجات منه ومغفرة ورحمة وكان الله غفورا رحيما. Not equal are the Muslims who sit back without having any excuse, and those Muslims who fight in the cause of Allah with their wealth and their lives. Allah raises the status of those who fight with their wealth and lives over those who sit back. And to all Allah has promised good, and Allah increases those who fight over those who sit back in a mighty reward. There are stages from Allah and forgiveness and mercy, and Allah is forgiving, merciful. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَهَاجَرُوا وَجَاهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ أَعْظَمُ دَرَجَةً عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ يُبَشِّرُهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِرَحْمَةٍ مِّنْهُ وَرِضْوَانٍ وَجَنَّاتٍ لَّهُمْ فِيهَا نَعِيمٌ مُّقِيمٌ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا Inna Allah indahu ajrun azim. Those who believed and emigrated and fought in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu with their wealth and their lives, for them is a high status by Allah, and it is they who shall reach their goal. Their sustainer gives them glad tidings of mercy and pleasure from him, and of gardens wherein there is everlasting comfort for them. They will abide therein forever. Surely with Allah there is a mighty reward. Inna Allah ishtara min al-mu'minina anfusahum wa amwalahum bi anna lahumul jannah yuqatiluna fi sabilillahi fayaqtuluna wa yuqtalun wa'dan 'alayhi haqqan fit tawrati wal injili wal qur'an wa man awfa bi 'ahdihi min Allah fastabshiru bi bay'ikum alladhi bay'tum bih wa dhalika huwal fawzul 'azim. Allah has purchased from the Muslims their lives and their wealth for the price that for them is paradise. They fight in the cause of Allah. They kill and are killed, a true promise which he made upon himself in the Torah, the Injil, and in the Quran. And who is more true to his word than Allah? Rejoice then in the contract which you have made with him. And this is the supreme triumph. إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله ثم لم يرتابوا وجاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم في سبيل الله أولئك هم الصادقون. The true believers are they who believe in Allah and in His Messenger, and thereafter have no doubt, and who fight in the cause of Allah with their wealth and their lives. It is they who are the truthful ones. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِهِ صَفًّا كَأَنَّهُمْ بُنْيَانٌ مَرْصُوصٌ. Allah loves those who fight in His cause in ranks as if they were a solid wall. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ تؤمنون بالله ورسوله وتجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالكم وأنفسكم ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون يغفر لكم ذنوبكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ومساكن طيبة في جنات عدن ذلك الفوز العظيم وأخرى تحبونها نصر من الله وفتح قريب وبشر المؤمنين. O believers, shall I guide you to a trade that will save you from a painful punishment? Believe in Allah and His Messenger, and fight in the cause of Allah with your wealth and your lives. This is better for you if you possess understanding. He will forgive you your sins and admit you into gardens beneath which rivers flow, and into pleasant mansions in gardens of eternity. This is the supreme triumph. He will give you yet another thing which you desire, help from Allah and a quick victory and glad tidings to the believers. There are numerous other verses on the merits of jihad and the rewards for the mujahideen. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was asked as to which deed was the most superior. He replied, belief in Allah and His Messenger. He was asked, then which deed? He, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, replied, jihad in the cause of Allah. He was asked, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then which deed? He replied, and accepted Hajj. Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which deeds are the most superior? He sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, belief in Allah and jihad in the cause and path of Allah. These are the virtues of jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq and the opportunity of getting a share of these virtues as well. Remember, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, while once on a journey, was sleeping and his eyes opened in the middle of the night, and he gazed into the sky and he said, Allahumma razuqni shahadatan fi sabilik, واجعل موتي ببلد حبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then, oh Allah, bless me with jihad, with death in your path, shahada in your path, with martyrdom. And he said that, and in the city of the beloved Prophet Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted both of his supplications. So we also supplicate and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with these virtues. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.